Everyone, you're listening to Pop, Past, and Present. My name is Andrew, and today we'll be talking about Divinity by Porter Robinson on WMUC FM College Park. Before we begin, though, I'm going to start with a PSA. I think I'm going to do fitness too with music because I love to fitness.
University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America. Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
You know, I had no clue the University of Maryland was one of the top 50th, fittest states in the United States. But I'm also a little surprised, I can't lie, because I feel like it's not that hard to be top 50. Anyway, today I want to talk about Porter Robinson and his debut album, Worlds. It released in 2014 after he'd been working on a lot more of stereotypically dance or EDM-based music, a lot of dubstep. I'll get into more of his history later, but for now I want to start off with the opening track of the album, Divinity. I think it's such a beautiful song that really, like, when I first heard it back when I was, like, 8 or so, it really, like, I just thought it was so incredible. So, to begin, here's Divinity by Porter Robinson. I'm So, to get into the story of Porter Robinson, I want to start. He was born in Atlanta, Georgia, in the late 90s, and spent a lot of his time playing online, like MMORPGs, or like single-player games on his GameCube, setting a lot of either, like, you know, 90s games like Super Mario Galaxy, or, again, MMORPGs like Star Wars Knights, as inspirations to his music. He found a lot of solace in a lot of these, like, smaller online communities and online worlds. But whenever he did make it big with music, he instead found the success through dubstep. A lot of his earlier work is also incredibly, like, before Worlds came out, was incredibly intense. A lot of it was very, like, loud. And it caught the attention of Skrillex. Porter was actually the first person to sign to Skrillex's record label, Oswala. I, to this day, still actually don't know how to pronounce it properly, but OSWLA, as one of the first people he signed. And while a lot of his early music started off that way, and he really enjoyed playing for large crowds, he ended up kind of losing the passion for this, as he felt like it wasn't as challenging, and he found it much easier to make music that was, you know, loud and happy versus something more nostalgic. After he was DJing for a year or two, after signing to Skrillex's record label, he started to revisit these older games and listen to their music, and found a lot of inspiration from other artists that were also playing around with nostalgia. One of my favorite artists that he cited as an influence is Neon Indium. I love his work. And so I want to start off with two of the most important influences to this album, that being Right In by Skrillex and Hex Girlfriend by Neon Indium. Bye. So with the kind of growing dissatisfaction that Porter had with a lot of the EDM music he was making and his kind of retreat into the much more softer sound of his contemporaries, a lot of his fans were left very confused. They're very curious as to, you know, what does he have planned next? For me, I only started listening to this album, I guess around the time it came out, was my first piece of work by Porter Robinson I heard. And so to my mind, this was always Porter Robinson. And when I was listening to him back around a year ago to actually research my Skrillex episode, I was really shocked at what he had been making before. It was such a like left turn artistically that while it might have upset some of his fans at the present, or yeah, I guess in the past, in the present, I think his music is highly influential. There's a very like specific feeling he's attempting to, I'm not even attempting, he does achieve through Worlds that I think is really unique. It's a very nostalgic album that really set the scene for a lot of EDM, I think especially contemporarily, that I'll begin to talk about shortly. I think the song Sad Machine is one of the most representative songs from the album, if I'm not mistaken, the most popular. It really is about the feeling of, you know, being a machine that has just not been interacted with for a thousand of years, and in my mind, it's kind of made to represent these like worlds he used to play in, and kind of like the nostalgia he felt as a child and returning to these places that he used to once frequent. So up next is Sad Machine by Porter Robinson.
Anyone there? Hi.
I think that with both songs I've played, and I, as I keep on mentioning over and over, I think nostalgia is a huge role within a lot of Porter's music. It went on to be highly influential, and his only album for about 7 or so years until he began to produce music again. Although in that time he was touring. And during COVID, near the end of that break, he actually started to promote a lot of smaller artists. He had a few online shows called his Second Sky shows, as well as, if not mistaken, actually hosted an in-person festival or two for it as well. And one of the artists that he spotlighted was Cryalot, a.k.a. Sarah Benito, a.k.a. the lead singer of the band Cara Cara Benito. Her music similarly touches that same, like, nostalgic sound. It's also incredibly positive, and there's really is a hint of positivity as opposed to all his music. And I think that it's really neat to see that the two of them kind of started to make music at the same time. And just to see that both of them were promoting each other during COVID was just really nice to see. Another artist that I think was definitely a fan of him, and then later went on to actually collaborate with him, was the duo Frosh Children. Frosh Children is an electronic band that I'm a huge fan of, and a lot of their music, especially lately, has been about 2010s nostalgia. But their 2022 album, Spiral, actually plays in a lot of similar themes of these past online worlds. Spiral is a very online album to me. It came out in 2022, but it very much feels like a 2020 album to me in the sense that it's very online. It's very aware it's an online album, but it likes to, it has a similar sense of grandiosity that a lot of Porter songs have had. So up next is Touch the Sun. Excuse me. Touch the Sun by Cryalot and Lake of Love by Frosh Children.
Like a heart from above, send it away.
I want to take a step back. Right after the release of Worlds by Porter Robinson, I feel like this really catapulted him into new levels of fame and kind of like put him as like a, I don't want to say a, not household name, but like a very like popular EDM like musician of the time. And I used to listen to so many of these artists back when I was like 8 or 9. I would play Minecraft in my bedroom and I would hear like so many similar musicians. And I think that Worlds has kind of had like, in a way, it's almost like amplified its effect because the album is made to be very nostalgic. And then I get nostalgic one because it just has like that sound. But then also, again, it just reminds me of what I would listen to when I was 8 years old. And there was a collaboration that really blew my mind around this time with the song Shelter by Porter Robinson and Madian. It's such a crazy music video. They got an entire like animation studio to animate like a 5-minute long short film to the song. It really made me so sad. It's about like a little girl who's able to like build her own world, like a virtual reality game, but there's a reason why she's in this virtual reality world. And it was like the saddest thing I ever saw at that age. And I thought it was so beautiful. And I think about it often. So I want to play Shelter by Porter Robinson and Madian.
I'm
After the release of Porter Robinson's 2021 and 2024 albums, he's pretty much just been, if I'm not mistaken, actually just touring and then kind of laying low. Hasn't made much new music since, other than a feature with Michael Clifford of 5 Seconds of Summer. But I think a lot of artists currently still are so very inspired by his musical style. One artist that I think kind of is having a very similar like ascent within the EDM sphere, similar to what Porter had nearly 10 years ago, is the artist Nina Jirachi. So many people talk about Nina nowadays, and I think that her music really does touch on so many similar themes that Worlds does. The song I want to play is about whenever she was very young and saw her first video of a dead body online and how it kind of traumatized her. But there's almost like a sense of like nostalgia to it and how like she wants that innocence back. But it's less of like a plea and more of just like a almost like imagining just what life was like back then, I suppose. And then another song, this might be just kind of me trying to squeeze something I really love in here, but it's Blow My Mind by Robin off of her new album. Well, I can't say if her music is, you know, particularly inspired or not by Porter Robinson's sound. I think they definitely exist on the same sonic palette. And this song, again, it makes me feel a very like similar, like warm feeling. It's similarly to a lot of Porter's songs on Worlds, uses like vocal synths to really like stretch out how she sounds. I'm really enjoying this album too. So up next is Info Hazard by Nina Jirachi and Blow My Mind by Robin. So, I realized that I might have a little bit more time than I thought I did, so I'm going to add one extra song. But I think one final kind of theme that I think is really, like, major to Worlds by Porter Robinson is just the grandiosity of it all. I feel like that it is a very, like, I won't say larger-than-life album, but it really does do a fantastic job at creating such, like, a large soundscape. And I think that an album that, again, touches on similar themes is How I'm Feeling Now by Charlie XCX. This is a song I was debating adding just because I feel like maybe it's a little bit too far-fetched, but seeing as we have the time, I wanted to play Visions because I think that it really does a fantastic job of encapsulating, like, the digital world we are almost all, like, kind of forced into during COVID. While Porter Robinson is about, you know, kind of the positives of it and how he wants to kind of go back to, you know, sometimes go back to, like, the simplicity of when he was a child, I think How I'm Feeling Now really approaches, like, just how sometimes we just, like, want to, like, let it all out. And then I want to end off on the final song on Worlds. This song, it, like, made me, like, shed, like, a tear when I was, like, 8 or 9. I thought it was so sad. But it's Goodbye to a World. And it's kind of about, you know, the need to move on, unfortunately. Because at the end of the day, you can't, you know, live in these worlds forever. It's just not sustainable. So, the end of today's show, I want to play Visions by Charlie XCX. And Goodbye to a World by Porter Robinson. Bye, everyone, and have a wonderful day.
Pictures in my mind, I can see it so clearly, see it all so right. I see you when not. I got pictures in my mind, I can see it so clearly, see it all the time. I see visions coming every night. You can call me so crazy, fall away in the light. I see you when not. I got pictures in my mind, I can see it so clearly, and it looks so right. I see you. What I feel, never seen the future so real, but maybe I'm just fantasizing, finally think I'm realizing, all these voices tell me hold on, something kiss will put me close, so close, gripping to you so hard, something kiss will put me close, so, 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 so. I got pictures in
Thank you.